The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Yeah, I was the first person in season 3 to go.
That is fantastic.
So you were just to remind everybody, you were the one of the prisoners that the crew came upon when they settled into the prison and they were cleaning out the prison. That was season 3, I believe. You were one of the prisoners that they basically joined the group, right?
Yeah.
You had the coolest death scene. That was the coolest way to go.
That's what a lot of people remember me for.
What was it like doing that?
It was great. I mean, you know, it's a while ago now, so it was a lot of it that I kind of don't remember. But it was a fantastic experience. You know,
why don't you remember it? I mean, was it just like a whirlwind, or was it what was it like doing?
So. First, I have to kind of disassociate myself from jobs that they happen. You know, it's like this for me, because especially a job like that, it's just a really, really positive experience. And you get kind of, a person could get spoiled by that experience and think that's the way that it should be every time. And it's not. You know, that's not, if you set the expectation, you'll be disappointed every single time. Mm-hmm. So after it's done, I have to learn to move on to the next thing. And like, okay, where's the next check coming from?
Right.
What is the next gig going to be? You know, it can't be too sentimental. Also, it was, about six, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, well, it's season 3, right? Yeah. The beginning of season 3. So, I mean, that was even, you know, we're into season 8 now. So you're looking at 5.5. That season's not shooting schedules. So, yeah, it's been 6 or 7,
All right, well, that begs the question, does it get irritating to have people ask you questions about what happened 6 and 7 years ago? Or is it something you wear as a badge of honor?
Well, I mean, you definitely wear it as a badge of honor. I mean, I'm not going to be one of those people who's like, I want to be remembered for something else. I'm glad somebody still remembers. So it gives me, it's definitely traction for your career, traction for the lore of the show, just traction generally. And so it's a nice thing to be remembered for. I mean, there are definitely way worse things that have happened to people. Like one time where.
So before we talk about what you're doing now, and we'll give you a chance to, you know, talk about what you're doing now. I know that's important in your life as well. The whirlwind that was The Walking Dead, and I know that it, you know, a while ago, but you can kind of basically remember how long did it take? You know, once you shot it, and then you couldn't talk about it, and then, you know, did you come in under the cloak of darkness to shoot your scenes, or was it like okay, we're going to do this and then get out?
So we were filming in, we were just south of Atlanta, like an hour south of Atlanta. And I'm from Atlanta. And I drove in myself. And so every day we're driving in, it wasn't necessarily a cloak of secrecy or anything. It was just, don't get arrested.
Don't get arrested.
You know, there's been a couple people, Scott, you know, played Herschel on the show. He got arrested. I mean, I don't know, you know, the specifics behind it. A couple people got pulled over in that area. And
for like they're speeding or what?
Again, I'm not entirely sure. I think they I think it was.
What have we uncovered here? is what I'm asking.
I mean, it cost Herschel a leg. Whatever happened, it cost him a leg. We know that.
Exactly. And I'll put it to you this way: like whatever they got him for, it would take half as much for me. So.
So, have you been keeping up with the show and watching it since? Have you watched all the seasons?
I haven't. I stopped at about season five. I'm not a big TV watcher. I just read an update of season, this last episode with Ezekiel. That was interesting. I almost, like, it was interesting enough that I might want to go back and watch an episode to see if I still got that feeling.
Right.
But, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm kind of curious as to how they can keep it up. Yeah. It's, I think that would be my biggest point of interest for watching the show. Like, wow, they've done a lot.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. So, again, how many people have been arrested outside of the town that they shoot? Is what I'm more concerned about.
Jeffy wants to go hang out around that town now. I think there sounds like there might be something going on.
It sounds like it could be fun.
Yeah.
If that's the kind of fun you're looking for, don't invite me.
That is the kind of fun Jeffy's looking for all the time.
So what are you doing now? Okay, you know, I realize that, you know, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Walking Dead, and obviously, you know, it's a series that we love and millions of people do as well, and you were fortunate enough to be a part of it. So what are you working on now?
So now I got a couple of things. Well, right now it's the holiday, so it's slowing down. But so actually, you guys are in Dallas, right?
Yes, we are. Yep.
I'll be in that area filming towards the beginning of the year. I've been doing a lot of indie projects, just getting my wheels up under me. Because, you know, Walking Dead was actually one of the first things I did. So that was the very beginning of my career.
Wow, that's great. So,
all right, so what did you do before your career? I mean, what did you do before you started acting?
What didn't I do?
How many times have you been arrested?
Going back.
Once. I got arrested once.
Well, no, because that's kind of a dream for a lot of people. They want to get into acting and to be an actor. No. So I mean,
I thought you were saying it was a dream to be arrested.
No,
only for some of us.
No.
But no. So what'd you do beforehand?
I was a massage therapist. I was a bouncer. I was a cook. So the job that I quit to become an actor, I worked the front desk at a test prep facility.
At a what?
You know, like
test prep.
Like, you know, you get ready for your SATs or whatever.
Right.
Oh, good grief. That sounds boring.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, it was actually very interesting because they had a lot of international students that were coming in to take their TOEFL, so they could you know, transition into the career they were in before they left their home countries. So there were a lot of really interesting people who weren't quite they were still getting the hang of being in America,
right?
And so, you know, that was a thing that I found enjoying, like just talking to them and like trying to figure out. Some people, they had a handle on things. Some people were just like, I don't know what is going on. I need so much help. But
and then you just decided you were done with all that. You were going to be an actor, and that was the first role you landed.
It wasn't the first role I landed. It was the first big role I landed. The first significant role. You know, the first thing that you could put on your resume that people would stop with. Oh, okay.
Right. Right. I was guy number three in the crowd scene of the commercial.
Well,
Wendy's.
We have a couple people here that were in Prison Break that they used to film here at the studios that we broadcast from. And he was the one guy is famous for being the hand on the gurney in episode four.
Yeah. There was a lot of that. And then Big Tiny.
You know, and okay, let's face it. You're a big guy. You're what, 6'8"?
Yeah, can't get around it.
Yeah. So the parts for guys that are 6'8" and taller, they're not a bunch of parts out there, are there?
No, there aren't. Well, you know what? That's not true. It depends on your genre. Because I mean, if you're only trying to be serious and only trying to do, like, really, you know, stand-up stuff, then yeah, fine, whatever. But, I mean, there's comedy. There's always going to be some kind of gag where there's a big guy doing something.
Oh, I know. Blah.
And then I know. You got your dramatic stuff where there's the big baddie. You got your big sweetie. You know, that's the big tiny role. That's the big.
Yeah. Which one are you? Which one are you? Are you funny? Are you mean? Are you the sweetie?
He's all of it, right?
He's a versatile actor.
Yeah.
Depends on how much the paycheck is.
Well, you can't afford. It's such a niche genre that you can't really afford to be that specific. You're already very specific.
Right.
So.
Right.
But, I mean, I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything because it's gotten me to do a lot of really cool things. I've done stunt work. I do stunt work.
That would be fun.
I do. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
You broke a lot of bones?
No, I've only had one injury doing stunt work, and that was whiplash. But most of my really bad injuries came from doing things that didn't, that weren't productive at all.
That's called fate.
I broke my neck in a mosh pit one time. I broke my kneecap skateboarding.
Wow.
You're supposed to be wearing pads, young man.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, well, young man got for the set of words there. I was 19. So I wasn't really doing anything I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I was supposed to be wearing pads. I landed on my forehead in that accident. So it could have been a lot worse.
Boy, no kidding.
Wow.
But, so what?
No, I was just going to thank you for coming on. I know I'm up against the clock, and I really appreciate it. But one of the things that I want to be sure happens is that when you're in DFW, after the first of the year, that we get together. I'd love to have you come in the studios and talk to us then as well.
He's keying in on the fact that you were a massage therapist. Do you still do massage therapy?
I retired from that.
Well, I mean, people come out of retirement all the time.
Yeah,
no matter what.
You never know. Never say never.
So
never say that. Yes. Right.
So should we call you Theo or Theodis or Mr. Crane?
Mr. Crane, if you're nasty. No, you can call me Theodis.
Theodis, you got it. At Theodis Crane on Twitter. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, and we'll see you. I hope to meet you after the first of the year.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. Blaze WildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.